USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort going on trial today in Alexandria, Virginia, after pleading not guilty to more than 30 counts of bank and tax fraud and failure to file reports on foreign financial accounts. Special advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway notes, none of this has anything to do with President Trump or his campaign for the White House.
This trial obviously centers on matters that have nothing to do with the campaign. I think that even Mr. Manafort, as I read it, had requested that there be no mention of his brief tenure at the Trump campaign several years ago.
She spoke on Fox News. Mexico authorities say that there were 31,000 murders in Mexico last year, much higher than the 25,000 they'd earlier quoted. President Trump tweets, "One of the reasons we need great border security." And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
California's deadly wildfire season now claiming the lives of 8 people in total. The largest, the Carr Fire near Redding, has killed 6 people. It's also burned over 103,000 acres, just 23% contained. The Ferguson Fire near Yosemite National Park has killed 2 firefighters. An award-winning actor, director, and writer makes a disclosure concerning his health.
I haven't said in public until now that I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Alan Alda saying during an appearance on CBS This Morning.
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, and I've had a full life since then.
And he says he continues to do so, acting, writing, also working on a new podcast.
To be immobilized by fear and think the worst thing has happened to you. It hasn't happened to you. You still have things you can do.
Alda saying he's also barely had any symptoms except noticing his thumb twitch once in a while. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
U.S. spy agencies reportedly believe North Korea is still building missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads to the United States. The Washington Post reporting there's evidence the North was recently building at least one ballistic missile, construction taking place at a factory where the North had previously built missiles that did have the capability of reaching the east coast of the U.S. The nation has a new VA secretary in place after his swearing-in yesterday. More on that from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
A swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary, becoming the Department of Veteran Affairs' first permanent leader in months. He saluted all who serve at the ceremony.
I'm humbled by the prospect of serving those who have borne the battle, those American men and women who have sacrificed so much.
President Donald Trump, during an Oval Office ceremony, saying that Wilkie will work day and night to protect those who protect us. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And all 4 officers who'd worked for the Blandford Police Department in Hampton County, Massachusetts, resigned yesterday. They were citing safety issues in their decision, like barely running cruisers and expired and poorly fitting bulletproof vests, non-functional radios, and inadequate staffing. Residents of the town can still call 911, but a state trooper will be responding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hunnenan. This is Big C coming to you from HunnenanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnenan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunnenan kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnenan County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunnenan, HunnenanChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HunnenanChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunnenan County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunnenan County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunnenan-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunnenan, buy local. Visit www.hunnenanchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunnenan Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunnenanChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunnenan County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunnenan Medical Center. Hunnenan Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunnenan Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunnenan Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunnenanhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort going on trial today in Alexandria, Virginia, after pleading not guilty to more than 30 counts of bank and tax fraud and failure to file reports on foreign financial accounts. Special advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway notes, none of this has anything to do with President Trump or his campaign for the White House.
This trial obviously centers on matters that have nothing to do with the campaign. I think that even Mr. Manafort, as I read it, had requested that there be no mention of his brief tenure at the Trump campaign several years ago.
She spoke on Fox News. Mexico authorities say that there were 31,000 murders in Mexico last year, much higher than the 25,000 they'd earlier quoted. President Trump tweets, "One of the reasons we need great border security." And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
California's deadly wildfire season now claiming the lives of 8 people in total. The largest, the Carr Fire near Redding, has killed 6 people. It's also burned over 103,000 acres, just 23% contained. The Ferguson Fire near Yosemite National Park has killed 2 firefighters. An award-winning actor, director, and writer makes a disclosure concerning his health.
I haven't said in public until now that I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Alan Alda saying during an appearance on CBS This Morning.
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, and I've had a full life since then.
And he says he continues to do so, acting, writing, also working on a new podcast.
To be immobilized by fear and think the worst thing has happened to you. It hasn't happened to you. You still have things you can do.
Alda saying he's also barely had any symptoms except noticing his thumb twitch once in a while. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
U.S. spy agencies reportedly believe North Korea is still building missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads to the United States. The Washington Post reporting there's evidence the North was recently building at least one ballistic missile, construction taking place at a factory where the North had previously built missiles that did have the capability of reaching the east coast of the U.S. The nation has a new VA secretary in place after his swearing-in yesterday. More on that from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
A swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary, becoming the Department of Veteran Affairs' first permanent leader in months. He saluted all who serve at the ceremony.
I'm humbled by the prospect of serving those who have borne the battle, those American men and women who have sacrificed so much.
President Donald Trump, during an Oval Office ceremony, saying that Wilkie will work day and night to protect those who protect us. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And all 4 officers who'd worked for the Blandford Police Department in Hampton County, Massachusetts, resigned yesterday. They were citing safety issues in their decision, like barely running cruisers and expired and poorly fitting bulletproof vests, non-functional radios, and inadequate staffing. Residents of the town can still call 911, but a state trooper will be responding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100in Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And everybody is present once again today. How does that work out for us?
Better than present. Everybody was on time.
That's even better.
That's a big deal, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, guys, before we jump into the regular stuff, Miles, I got to turn to you as our resident Trumpublican. Help me, the conservative cruiser you often like to call me, help me understand this $12 billion taxpayer boondoggle from the Trump administration to farmers of America.
Yeah, you know, initially it kind of struck me as a midterm temporary Band-Aid.
Right. I want them to give the radio business in gun shops of America a temporary Band-Aid also. I got to tell you, I know I'm on the conservative side of the aisle, obviously, and most of the farmers tend to be center-right, so I always get in trouble in this, especially on election years, but this repulses me. So I'm looking at a post. I have no idea who it's from, folks. It was shared to me by Sarah, who is on occasion on the show. The meme that she shows, are we going to drug test the farmers before we give them the $12 billion in taxpayer money? We drug test welfare recipients. And it's hard for me to argue with that logic. And listen, I've come to like almost everything that Donald Trump is doing. Not this. Ludwig, what say you? You're the economist in the family.
I'm not thrilled about it. I would be just as unhappy with it if it was Obama, Clinton, Bush. So there's no reason I'm not unhappy here. The only difference I could look at, and I don't know the numbers, that's the problem, is are we making more than $12 billion through the tariffs?
So are you saying it's an investment?
If we were making more than $12 billion through the investment.
And I'd say, why doesn't the government invest in all of the profitable businesses in America? And if it were a profitable enterprise, the government wouldn't need to invest in it in the first place. What's that Reagan used to say? And I know I'll probably misquote him, but if it doesn't move, subsidize it. And you remember that one, Miles? And if it's profitable, tax it. And if it doesn't move, subsidize it. And I can't do it anymore. It doesn't matter. Her point is, Sarah Jones, again, that's often on the show, she says, the nuts have been triggered, and what she's referring to is the crazy left are pointing at this as saying, wow, so you only like a certain kind of welfare, you don't dislike welfare in general. That's what, and of course, the crazy far left are loving this. They are.
The thing I find funny is, Miles, you call it a Band-Aid, but wouldn't that same term be used for the car bailout that they use and we were all mad about? Wasn't that just a Band-Aid?
The car debacle?
Yeah.
Listen, I was in the car business then, and it was staggeringly grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, I can't say it was ineffective. It was negative. It robbed, we've talked about that before, it robbed the lower end of the auto industry folks, regular people, waitresses, waiters, second car families. it robbed them of an opportunity to have an affordable car underneath 10 grand.
Well, you're done with cash for clunkers.
I'm talking about anything that the government touches, but yes, cash for clunkers specifically. And you can point to Lee Iacocca when we bailed out, Jimmy Carter bailed out Chrysler, and say it worked. And I'd say, okay, it did work. How many times has Chrysler been sold since then?
Yeah.
I mean, no, if it stinks, perfume ain't going to make it smell better. Yeah, Miles?
Yeah, so to go back to Lude's question to me, I make a difference between Obama bailing out GM versus what I meant around this Band-Aid. The impression I got, and maybe I'm being waterboarded with Kool-Aid, in which case I'll be guilty, but the impression I got is that talks are still underway. And so this was a means to get us to the other side until either the talks actually produce something or that the talks break down.
You're referring to those $12 billion talks are still underway?
Right.
Is that what
right.
you're saying?
In other words, this is a way to deal with the short-term pain while Trump is talking to the Chinese about how do they get through these trade deals.
So this is a tariff Band-Aid to keep the farmers on board while they get through the negotiations with China, Canada, at all, correct?
Midterms.
Well, midterms, yeah, but listen, part of the problem somewhere on our list of stuff today is the tariff pushback. And is that going to cause a problem at midterms with the U.S. Senate? Because there are several states that are what I would call more centrist, they're farming communities,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that claim, and I've not looked at the numbers deep enough to get on my soapbox, but they claim that they're the ones that are going to take the early first round of pounding on the tariff rationale. And by the way, it seems like that's ratcheting up, not down.
Now, the difference, though, is that I think had GM collapsed back then, I think there would have been a series of investors to actually come in and turn that thing around. That's where I think that the government came in and overreacted too quickly.
Right.
I agree with you on that, for sure.
Yeah, and listen, we can use banking as an example because they're too big to fail, and so they
merged them.
what they did is they took a lot of our dough and gave it to them. The last I saw, we still have not, as U.S. taxpayers, have not been paid back. But the reaction from the bank was not thank you, America, like Lee Iacocca was. The reaction from the banking industry in total was to drive it into our heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I was wanting to say, but they were going to drive it somewhere. And their fees have went up. Everything about doing business with the bank has become more cumbersome, more obnoxious. And it's all, well, we have to do it that way because of regulation. Gag me. Listen, on a different note, coincidence. This is from the Daily Wire. Their headline, coincidence, this senator's husband has made a killing in investments since she took office. Ludwig, this is your story. Did you read it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
So Senator McCaskill of Missouri.
She's a Democrat from the great state of Missouri?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're kind of rare there.
They are.
Yep.
Which is why I actually thought that she was a Republican when I first opened it. But then I realized, no, that couldn't be. Because somebody made money off their position, and that seems to tend to be on the Democratic side. But basically, her husband invested in housing and low-income housing.
Right.
And since she's been in the Senate, there's been a lot of more in subsidies and investment in that area.
Right.
And he just happens to make about $1 million a year now.
More than he used to make pittance.
Yeah, like less than 30.
He was making nothing. He was truly not making anything. And now the guy's a millionaire.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, and this is where I get in trouble across the fruited plain, because most of our Washington representatives, both Senate and congressional, are a lot richer now. We talked about this before. They're a lot more wealthy now. The overwhelming majority of them are a lot more wealthy now than their incomes would dictate as possible. They just are, folks. It's a problem. And so when you wonder what drives the swamp, money drives the swamp. Yeah, Miles?
So I definitely agree with you, and I think this is what we referred to as the establishment. But in this particular instance, and maybe I'm the squishy one here, so I'm going to plead guilty. you know, when you think about the housing laws, how they've changed over the last 10 to 12 years,
right?
This is fairly plausible that there is a significant amount of more government investment in public housing now than there was 12 or 13 years ago, just by virtue of the collapse in 08 and 09. So I saw this article as a little bit conspiratorial. And I don't know. Again, maybe this is my Democrat showing. I don't know.
Well, I kind of thought that too at first, but then I just it doesn't add up all the way.
To me, it's just my. To me, it was just math. If you got a person making $30,000 when his wife is not a senator, and now he's making $1 million when his wife is a senator, folks, maybe it was a coincidence. That's the title of the article. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got to go jeepers. Listen, on that, we've got to go to a break, though. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey,
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You ought to take a look at RenegadeRiver.com.
The man is absolutely correct. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Right at the tail end, before we went to break, somebody brought up closings and real estate and the housing industry, and I go bananas when I get to that. So you got to know that during the break, I was on fire. I'll try to slow myself down. I'm in the middle of going through a process where I've sold a house and I'm buying a house. And I got to tell you, I don't know if it's the result of regulations or just that there's money on the table, but it reminds me of the movie Ghost when the black shadow, the demons swoop in on the person that just passed. I've never seen anything like it before. I really haven't. So I'll end up with a mortgage that's just a hair larger than the average car loan is nowadays. And literally, it's just a modest house. And I'm telling you, folks, it's a several-week drama. It's huge upfront closing costs. You got to lawyer up, to your point, during the break, Miles. And I'm going, holy mackerel. I was doing loans this size on commercial vehicles in the 90s. The person was qualified for the loan. They signed up. You give them the keys. And that was the end of it. I've never seen such a pile of leches and leeches as I'm finding in that world. And what made Miles laugh at the break is when I first started trying to reel myself in, I said it's a little bit mafioso. It feels that way because everybody knows everybody. Everyone's whispering behind your back. And listen, I don't normally think that
USA
way.
USA Radio
I have
News.
Never seen it where the appraisers, the...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning he's consulting with the National Rifle Association over whether it makes sense for a Texas company to be allowed to publish downloadable blueprints for a 3D printed gun. The president expressing doubt in his tweet, saying, "Doesn't seem to make much sense," though he didn't offer further details. A Florida father who lost his daughter in a mass shooting in February says the guns would be made of plastic so they wouldn't be detectable at screening points.
Someone can walk in with a gun and you won't know it. Airplanes, you'll be flying with someone with a gun and you won't know it. That's the risk.
Fred Gutenberg spoke on NBC's Today Show. 9 state attorneys general have filed a lawsuit trying to block access to those plans. After President Trump says yesterday he'd meet with Iranian leaders, the Iranian leaders say today they don't want to meet with him. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The deadly car fire in Northern California is still raging, but Cal Fire says there's some light at the end of the tunnel. The blaze burning another 7,000 acres overnight, now up to 110,000 acres, but containment has risen to 27%. On Capitol Hill, a Senate panel is holding a hearing on immigration policies and the reunification of parents and children separated at the border.
Like many well-intentioned policies, there were unintended consequences as a result of the administration's zero-tolerance policy.
That's the chair.